This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Indu Chukwu. The third round of India-Singapore Ministerial Roundtable, ISMR, was held in New Delhi today. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman led the roundtable along with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and others. The delegation from Singapore was led by Singapore's Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Trade and Industry, Gan Kim Yong. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar thanked them for their commitment to strengthening India-Singapore comprehensive strategic partnership. He said the India-Singapore Ministerial Roundtable had a productive interaction with the India-Singapore Business Roundtable delegation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani on 31st August. It will be the 125th episode of the monthly radio program. People can submit their ideas and suggestions for the program through the toll-free number 1-800-117800. They can also share their input online via the Narendra Modi app or the MyGov open forum. Suggestions for the upcoming episode will be accepted until the 29th of this month. As part of the nationwide Har Ghar Tiranga campaign, Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak distributed the national flag to officials and staff of the Raj Bhavan at the Raj Bhavan in Itanagar today. The campaign aims to inspire every household to hoist the tricolor with pride and honor, turning the act into a collective expression of love for the nation. While presenting the flags, the governor urged everyone to nurture the spirit of nationalism and unity. He encouraged the staff to proudly display the national flag at their homes, describing the initiative as a festival of our Tiranga, a celebration of our unity and a heartfelt tribute to the spirit of our great nation. Deputy Chief Minister Chona Main today launched the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign in Wakro in Lohit district. The campaign was organized by the 46th Chokham Wakro BJP Mandal unit to mark the 79th Independence Day and celebrate the resounding success of Operation Sindoor. Chairman of the State Council for IT and E-Governance, Nyamar Karbak, BJP District President Namsai, Ningru Ong Mayo, JPC Dasula Krisi Kro, DC Lohit Kesang Damo and other officials and the public participated in the campaign. Chairman of the Arunachal Pradesh Public Service Commission, Professor Dr. Pradeep Lingfa, along with the Arunachal Pradesh Public Service Commission members called on the Governor, Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak at the Raj Bhavan, Itanagar today. They briefed the Governor on the recently concluded state public service examination and the successful completion of the recommendation process. The Commission also submitted its annual report for 2024 to 2025 to the Governor. In the meantime, the Governor congratulated Professor Lingfa and the APPSC team and commended their dedication and efficiency in ensuring a fair and a smooth examination process. The Tawang district successfully organized the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign at Government Secondary School Seru today. The campaign was organized in collaboration with the Northeast Zonal Cultural Center, Dimapur, Ministry of Culture, Government of India, and the Department of Art and Culture. The celebration reflected the true spirit of the Har Ghar Tiranga movement, promoting both national pride and the preservation of cultural traditions. A block-level training program on Panchayat Advancement Index 2.0 and localization of sustainable development goals for Gridphel Block, Tawang District was successfully organized today at the Deputy Commissioner Conference Hall in Tawang. The training aimed at enhancing Panchayat performance, aligning local governance with the SDG teams and promoting inclusive participatory rural development in the region. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.